Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media Station.
Sounds fascinating.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry. Joel, Barry, and Nick. Two in the books, one to go. Plenty more show. You guys covered on Friday with Jerome the luxury that Lou Williams had for a long time in having two girlfriends that knew about each other and accepted each other. One was the baby mama on top of that. And then eventually...
Talked about him getting carjacked in Philly.
And the guy said, no, you're not the kind of guy I want to kill. That was crazy. Took him to me. I told my wife about that.
I mean, I know we're going to go into a little more detail about it, but we mentioned the money thing. It's crazy, dude. This dude lives a life that is almost like if you were to read, like if someone were to write a tale of a guy who is a true baller.
And like a legend.
Yes. Like right? If you were going to make up a baller lifestyle where you disarm criminals and you're banging two hot chicks and you're just this is the life this dude lives, and he looks so unassuming and so I don't know.
About the legend of Sweet Pea Daniels or the people at the Rucker Park. This is the one where 20 years from now they're walking down the street going, you ever heard the legend of Sweet Lou? Sweet Lou Williams, man. So it goes down like this, and this is something that's pretty common. I don't know if this is a loan or if this is just a gambling debt that got out of hand. But Lou Williams was on the same team as Nick Young. We all know that Nick Young is not the most stable person in terms of handling real life that there are in the NBA. But evidently, they were good buddies. And at some point, for some reason or another, a debt started to gain traction that Young owed Lou money. So right off the top, when Williams was traded to Houston, Nick Young basically said, good luck, Lou Williams, a.k.a. Claude, one of the realest teammates I had. But, hey, man, all debt cleared, right? I don't owe you nothing, with Google eyes. And then he laughed. Lou Williams responded, nah, bro, doesn't work like that. And a week later, Williams told reporters he actually does want his former Lakers teammate to pay up. He told the Orange County Register, it doesn't work that way. When they come to Houston in a couple of weeks, he's got to pay up. And the Lakers do play in Houston one more time, March the 15th. So Williams told a reporter to inform Young he's looking forward to having him in and that he needs to show up and arrive in Texas with enough cash to clear his debt. He also mentioned that Meta World Peace owes him money, but he's not worried about Meta. And I also don't think that Lou could take out Meta, because Meta's a bad dude in terms of his strength in fighting, but that's a different story. Meta's good at paying. Nick's always late. Then Williams tweeted at Young again, and Young tried to get out of it again. Lou said, wiring me my money? ? Nick Young responded, who's this? Then later, after Lou said, LOL, I'll reintroduce myself, Nick Young said, hey man, you don't need my little money at the rate you're going, and then tweeted some of the stats that Lou's had since he went has been a rocket. And Lou responded, I want it all, LOL, # moving fees. And Nick Young finally said, I'm not going to make that trip to Houston, and my bank don't do wire. They just told me, my bank be tripping, LOL.
Well, that's obviously some BS.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's made up.
Yeah. I think all this is tongue in cheek, right?
Right. I mean, you would think, but I guarantee you that there's probably a pretty large sum of money. And I don't know if that was gambling or not, but look, you know, for all my years in the league.
But I would totally mess with a buddy like that.
And all the stories. Yeah, you can mess with them, but at the end of the day, you're not getting out. You still have to pay.
Yeah.
I go back to Tony Allen and O.J. Mayo. You know, because some of those games when you get on the plane, when the guys are killing time, the cash is right there on the table. You see guys are, regardless of what the game is, you know, whether they're playing spades or they're playing, you know, anything, card games, whatever, but it, the money's rolling out. But the legend in Memphis was that O.J. Mayo kind of had the Nick Young mentality towards Tony Allen. And it got to the point where Tony Allen, who has a history of being able to handle his business and take care of it when he's ready to, was basically ready for O.J. to pay. And when O.J. didn't pay, all it took was one punch from Tony Allen, pretty much knocked O.J. Mayo out on the plane.
Damn, he knocked him out?
Knocked him out and then said, I still want my money.
Did he get it?
I believe he eventually did get it, yes.
Well.
But yeah, it's more than per diem money that's being jostled around on these planes. So, interesting to see how that, if the Orange County Register will be able to figure it out if the payday actually happens when the Lakers come. But kind of a cop-out, too, by Nick Young. I mean, it's all fun and games on Twitter, but when you say, yeah, it looks like I'm not going to make that trip to Houston and play in that game, and oh, my bank doesn't wire money.
I mean, the wire money thing is him being funny,
you hope.
Obviously.
You hope. But no, Nick has said a lot of stupid things and done a lot of stupid things in the past that D'Angelo Russell's been able to highlight for you.
Yeah, that's true, but I'm 90% sure he's kidding about that. There's no way you don't think your bank can't wire money, especially with the amount of money you're depositing.
You think the world's flat?
Got a point.
Throwing it out there.
I was
going
to say, it's a good point.
Just when you think it's safe.
These guys, yeah, you're right. Damn it. I got nothing. I got nothing.
So I mentioned that only because.
Wow.
So.
All right. Maybe they are this dumb.
So something to consider there.
Oh, Lord.
It happens, man. It does happen. So you and I were talking before the show today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to get to be a thing, which I don't really care for. But Myles Garrett put up some pretty impressive numbers in comparison to others in terms of everything at the combine. But now it's like every time another player tests out pretty good, they're going to do comparisons regardless of position, do this other stuff. I was telling you guys, I tried to watch some of the combine last night and watch the guys run the 40 and stuff. And I'm just like, if I want to watch that kind of stuff, I'll watch the Olympics. But really, I'm sure for the scouts and the guys that are really, you know, hardcore, a lot of that makes some sense. But either you can play or you can't, and I'll wait till the draft, because it's just the fact that they televised that whole thing, man, it's excruciating to watch.
Yeah, I'm not watching that. I mean, I'll watch the Fat Lyman run just for the fun of it, but that's about all.
Or Rich Eisen, right? I think Rich Eisen's sprint is always entertaining. And
I
like
found
you
this
said,
one
yeah,
thing. This chick ran. I got to find the article again, but some chick ran the 40 in heels. Here it is. Lions beat writer Tori Petrie ran the 40 in heels and ran a 5.98.
That's rather impressive.
Yeah. So I'm gonna retweet this right now. That's pretty damn good. You think you could beat that?
You mean in heels?
No, just beat it.
I think I can run a 5.9 6.40.
Okay.
5.9 6.40. I would.
What
hope,
about
I
on heels?
So. No chance.
Or wedges?
No chance.
No.
No chance. Plus, I'd probably either break an ankle or do something to my feet.
I really think. Did you wear tennis shoes today, Nick?
I did not.
Are you wearing dress shoes?
Like casual, like Sperry's,
like this. Like, these aren't really tennis shoes, but I guess they are. We should go run our 40s. Let's go do our 40 times today.
Today? I can do it today. Yeah. I mean, I can do it in these shoes. I don't care.
No, I don't want you doing it in Sperry's. Let's do it tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe
we'll do 40s. We'll get out there and we'll measure off 40 and we'll do our 40 times and see what we ran before the show.
All right.
Yeah?
I'm down. Joel's worried. Look,
I'm trying to think because, like, you know, if first thing is I don't want to yank a hamstring.
You'll be fine. I mean, what do you, can still do radio if you pull a hammy.
But I want to be able to play.
Nah, you'll be all right.
I got a league game tomorrow night.
You got a what?
Hoop league game.
A hoop league game?
I have a basketball league game scheduled for tomorrow evening.
What is this? I've heard of this.
I know I'm supposed to check in with you and get a permission slip for everything that I do.
Who's all in this league?
Two of my best friends.
Which are? Do we know them?
Nick knows one of them.
Are they famous basketball players or just dudes?
Nope. Just two of my best friends. Two guys that were in my wedding.
Okay, so two guys. So this league.
Now, my old city league team finally disbanded because trying to get the time, and the guys made fun of me. But my old city league team, which was together for about 14 years, was pretty stout until we all decided once we had kids and got married and that it was tougher to do during the week. But it used to be, at one point, Mo Taylor, Moochie Norris were on that team. Sean Respert, when he was player development coach for the Rockets.
Okay.
And the three guys, myself and the two guys that I'm telling you about.
So now, though, just a bunch of nobodies.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, the whole league. This is one that my buddy signed me up for.
Is this a 40 and over league?
Nope. This is one that my buddy signed me up for, but it's at a church.
Oh!
So.
Say no more.
But, as I told
you guys,
Nick.
You guys pray before
uniforms,
and after?
Uniforms.
Uniforms.
With NBA team names, which is completely illegal.
You wear a headband when you play,
no,
don't you?
I don't have enough hair to protect there.
Don't lie.
No, I don't wear a headband?
Do you,
but my buddy does, but he's bald.
Do you go wristbands?
I have one wristband I wear on my left arm, my shooting arm.
Mid arm, elbow, or at the wrist?
Right below the elbow.
Right below the elbow. No. Okay. So you're an elbow wristband guy.
Yeah.
Do you do
knee, as a shooter.
Do you do knee bands?
No.
Ankle braces?
No.
None of that?
No.
Nope. Now, I know you wear glasses. Do you wear
I do not wear glasses when I play basketball.
Do you wear the sports specs?
No. I don't need glasses for anything other than reading.
Okay. So, you don't like to read it before you shoot the free throw?
No.
Sometimes I'm so wide open, I'll read the whole ball.
Well, that's because you're going to do the no-look half-court hook shot.
But I don't have my glasses on, so it takes me longer.
That's the art of being funny, Nick.
In
a nutshell.
So it's a competitive league.
Uh-huh.
What do y'all play to? Do you play like
15? It's referees. It's two 20-minute halves. Referees,
holy
uniforms.
Cow!
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Two 20-minute halves? You're playing a man's game over
play
here.
Play the whole game, yeah.
So it's
always been that way.
I thought it was like first to 15 at the Y with the old fat guy that has the.
Even the other teams that I'm telling you about, the city leagues that we've played in, you either play four 10-minute quarters or two 20-minute halves with referees, shot clock, uniforms.
It's not the tall, fat, bald guy from accounting that has the nice set J when he wears the red, white, and blue headband because he's old and he's balding but not bald.
Like, I've played in the Fondy League until I got to a certain point when I realized guys are taking it too seriously. Like, they want to get into the NBA.
Yeah.
To the point where I said, look, I just want to go to work the next day.
Right.
So I stopped doing that. But we've played there's a league in West U. There's a league at the Met downtown, which there's always been leagues at the Met downtown that are right there
the
close
Met
to
is
Fondy.
Fancy.
It's a great basketball facility. When I say uniforms, we're not wearing shorts and stuff. We just have, you get the tank tops with the team name and the numbers.
You have the sweats that match. You rip them off when the coach says you're in.
No tearaways. No.
Oh.
No.
That would be pretty cool.
But, you know, at church league, it's a little different because we have guys that kind of this is weird because my buddy signed me up for this league. So you don't know who's going to be on your team other than like you can put. He put me on and another buddy of ours.
So it's like Little League almost. You know how but I remember
first,
in Little League?
Yeah, exactly. You show up the first day and you're like, can this guy actually play? Can he catch? Can he shoot? What can he do? But when you get kind of, you understand what everybody can do.
Yeah.
Three guys immediately went to the bench and went, nah, I think we're good. I think we know where we fit on this team.
And they don't play. Who's winning MVP? You? You MVP of the league so far?
No, my one of my best friends last week probably had 30 in the second half.
Messed around and got a triple-double?
He had 30 in the second half.
Oh, wow.
We were down 29-4 to start the game because we had no big men and we were trying to play a zone.
What's your catchphrase?
I don't.
You don't have a catchphrase?
No.
I mean, I want to hear a cat. Like, you've got to.
Like rain dance or something like that? No.
Yeah. No, we got to get you a catchphrase, dude.
No. I had seven threes in the first game.
Seven. See, you need a catchphrase, Joel, for threes.
But my buddy had 30 in the second half in overtime the other night.
Yeah, that's good. But I want you to have a catchphrase.
I'm like, not that guy.
Like, you need to be like, this is in your eye. And then when
but
it
here's
goes
the one
through,
that I told you about. So the team we played last week.
Why can't you do that?
Had that guy. You know how they had that thing on YouTube where which pickup guy are you?
Yeah.
The talker, the fake injury, whatever it is.
Yeah.
This guy was probably 6'6", 6'7", but a buck five wet, but wanted to tell the whole gym that he played college basketball.
Yeah.
And every hip phrase that he thought was hip for basketball,
see,
he used on every trip down. Like, a guy on our team would shoot you. Oh, that's broke. Oh,
Joel, he knows what's going on.
That J wet, yo. And I'm like, seriously,
does he have
dude?
That copyrighted? Because you could use that one.
Oh, my
You could
God.
Be like, yo, this three is wet, yo.
Yeah. Why he uses it but more than anyone else needs to.
Does he?
Yeah. Yeah. Needless to say, three of I got him twice and my buddy got him once. We knocked him down pretty hard.
You know what you need to do is since you do radio, you should be like, yo, can you hear this three? And then, yes. Oh, my God. Can you hear this three?
No.
Oh!
Not going to
happen.
Joe,
you're welcome.
No, not going to happen.
You're welcome, Joel.
All right, so we're getting long towards a break. We better get one. So we've got plenty more to get to. Before we get to that, I want to tell you guys about Gallery Furniture. Gallery, as I always tell you, I get all my furniture from Gallery Furniture. Why? Because it's all American made, because it's solid wood, it's built to last, and I know that there's going to be service after the sale with Mattress Mac and his people at Gallery Furniture. Three locations across the Houston area. Grand Parkway is the newest location between Katy and Sugarland. It's a fantastic showroom. It's got everything you need to take the whole family. And I'm not kidding. When you go to these showrooms, you can take the whole family. Because if you go to the one on I-45 or you go to the one on Grand Parkway, there's food, there's snacks, there's beverages, there's a showroom full of stuff. The one on I-45, it's like a zoo. You go see the monkeys. You go see the animals. You go get food. You hang out. The kids have a big play area where they can jump on mattresses and do all kinds of things. Very, very cool stuff. Take the whole family. Shopping for furniture is not going to be excruciating. It's going to be fun, and you're going to get furniture that lasts, that is quality made, because Gallery believes in solid wood American-made furniture. They got the Macapedic mattresses now, starting at $19.99, but right off the top, you get an $800 Gallery furniture gift card, so you're already saving a ton of money and adding to your purchase with that gift card. The two-for-one recliners are a great deal, and again, American-made solid wood living room and dining room furniture. You can't go wrong, and it'll last. And as Mac says, you buy today, you get it tonight. That's the always been the mantra at Gallery Furniture. Gallery Furniture, largest selection of American-made leather seating as well. Special order, upholstered furniture for your home theaters, man caves, and movie rooms. And again, whatever you walk into the showroom that you want and you say you need, you will get. So if you buy today, you get it tonight. That's what they do at Gallery Furniture. So again, Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, Westheimer and Post Oak of the Galleria, or the mainstay, I-45 North, exit both ways, Tidwell Parker. You can get it all at Gallery Furniture at I-45 North, where Mattress Mac sits at the front door and makes sure that you are in good hands from start to finish. Gallery Furniture.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. So we got about 40 minutes left in the show. I know it's the topic that won't go away, but now there is word out of the combine after John Elway spoke that it seems that the Broncos could pursue Tony Romo if he's released, and that other sources in Dallas are saying that that is his preferred destination. And of the four teams that he previously were linked to, the Texans, Broncos, Chiefs, and Cardinals, they said that the latter two have fallen to the wayside, and it's now going to be a two-team race between Denver and Houston for Tony's services.
I did see something where they were talking about a pay-for-play contract where the incentives are based on how much he plays or how much he's available, which I think is the smart thing to do with a guy like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to go in. You've got to protect yourself as an organization, especially if you're the Texans. You've already screwed up with Brock once.
Right.
Don't make the same mistake twice. Give him an incentive where, yeah, if he's the backup, but he's available to play because he's not hurt, okay. And I mean, you're not bringing him in to back up. But when he comes in and he's ready to start and he's available to start, then he needs to be paid for the games he plays. Because if he gets hurt and you owe him, you know, some ridiculous amount of money and Brock, forget it.
I'm good with the a la carte menu there. Yeah. I'm good with, you know, pay as you go.
Yep.
And look, if he pans out and he gets you over the top and you have, you know, an 11-win regular season and you're rolling along, then he deserves every penny of it. But I'm totally with you that, you know, if he does what has started to become the norm and miss 6, 8, 10 games, then
yeah,
pay him accordingly for that too.
El Jefe said, you know, when people yell brick,
yeah, I know.
When someone misses a shot, you should yell blank.
This is the stuff.
I knew Barry was going to read that.
Of course you knew that, because these are the monsters that Barry creates.
Alex Perkins said, Joel should just use no back orders every time he makes a three. You can run down the court backwards and doing that. That'd be sweet, dude.
It's a church, man.
No? That's so?
Man,
so?
Look at that face he gave you.
So? What? Like, see, I would be talking mess using the Bible. Like, you could drop Bible verses on people, right?
I'm not going to lie. When I lost it on the kid that was running his mouth last week twice, I more than a few times dropped the B word on him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In a church league?
And the ref looked at me, now, you know, we're in a church. And I go, and it's got the same meaning inside or outside.
I love it.
He is what he is.
Angry TF on Twitter said, man, because he was asking, are we talking about running a 40 or chugging a 40? And I was like, hell no, we're talking about running a 40.
We can chug a 40
in 6 seconds. He's like, man, you guys should run a 40 after chugging a 40 in high heels, bro.
I hate to say this. The only thing that I thought hell about no. when you said this is that another station in the market has done like total combine testing and everything for their talent.
Oh, well, I still want to know what our 40 times are.
Yeah.
I got a text. Somebody said, I saw over the weekend the Pats offered their 32nd pick for B. Cooks with the Saints. Do y'all think that they should hold out and see if they're getting anything better? They are holding out. From what I saw, they said no.
Yeah.
We've got other offers on the table that are better.
But for the Saints, why do you want to get rid of him? I mean, I understand it's going to be a contract year, but look, I mean, you still got a quarterback that can distribute the football. He obviously threw for over 5,000 yards again, which means he can still do it. Why do you want to take away?
Because there's so many holes on this team.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, you've got so many holes that you need to plug. And I'm kind of curious as to why the Patriots, I mean, with Edelman, Hogan, and Mitchell back and locked up, right? Because you saw what Mitchell could, but then they could either re-sign Michael Floyd, who's a free agent, or add Amendola back to the mix as well. I know Brandon Cooks makes it. I mean, obviously it gives them a threat, a legit threat and a weapon for Brady. But I don't know, man. Like, that's why I think they only offered the one pick. And a first rounder, when you're getting the 32nd pick in the first round, you're kind of getting the top pick in the second round. I mean, that's how you kind of look at that.
And I think Amendola will be back for them, assuming that he's healthy enough. But I think, you know, that would take away from the whole legend of Tom Brady that only when he had Randy Moss did he have that legitimate Hall of Fame type wide receiver.
Right.
Now, Cooks is one heck of a burner, and he's got that deep threat written all over him. But you mentioned the names of guys that are better than serviceable, and they do their job, and they do it well. So it'll be interesting. Also, on an interesting note, Chad Greenway, one of the best linebackers in Minnesota Vikings history, kind of hinted last year when he signed a one-year contract he was going to retire. Everybody scoffed at the idea. I don't know if this is the fear of concussions and long-term CTE or not, because the article doesn't completely spell it out on Pro Football Talk, but it does say he wasn't kidding and he is going to stick to his word. He is going to retire sometime during this week. So the Vikings defense, which was pretty good, as you highlighted a lot during the regular season, he's going to step away. So the Vikes not only losing Adrian Peterson on offense, but Chad Greenway on defense, and their quarterback situation's up in the air a little bit. So I thought that was interesting.
Somebody texted, I swear I've played with Joel in a league before, and he wore a headband.
Never.
He also brings the ball. Do you bring the ball with you? Do you always bring the ball?
Indeed, I do bring
in most
leagues. So, like,
never worn a headband,
never in my life,
even when it was cool. Band of Brothers,
never.
When you were with the Rockets, that's when Band of Brothers was the big deal.
I created that for our guys that wore headbands. Jason Terry,
really?
Corey Brewer.
See,
yeah,
I know you had.
Nope.
To have.
You know what? Because you know what? I already look the part. I can't add and contribute to the look with a headband. Now, again, my best friend Ty, he looks like Carlos Boozer, only he plays point guard. But I give him all the headbands.
Kyle has a great catchphrase. Get behind me, Satan! Yes, dude.
You yell that when you shoot a three? You started doing the snagglepuss laugh and got behind this.
I said I need to get you a catchphrase, and the listeners are here. They have
I
your
can
back.
Tell you what. It just came to me now.
What?
But if we're going to do this,
you
might as well just let me do what's current right now.
What?
Cash me outside. How about that? After I make a three. How about that?
You could just show cash me outside.
Yeah, cash me outside. And then after I make how about that?
You got to do that when you block that shot.
First
how about
of all,
that? Not yes. That, Joel.
I can get over a piece of paper, but I'm not exactly breaking any combine records in the vertical jump. So
Scrooge said he's a day off and he's headed in to get some frozen cider with the homies. Checking in. Good old Scrooston.
There you go. All right. 30 minutes to go. Plenty more show. Clarence heard those magic words. Who dat? And he wants to talk about the Saints, so he'll be up next, as well as your NFL, NBA, and sports talk. Or otherwise, just hit us up, 713-780-ESPN, or on Twitter, or give us a text. We're here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Barry, Nick, till 4. Astros tied again, this time with the Red Sox, yesterday with the Marlins. At what point is there any need to be concerned at all with the fact that I've seen people on the ledge ready to jump because they're not like scoring all these runs and the pitchers aren't like throwing shutout in, you know, three shutout innings? Musgrove had a good outing the other day, but any reason to be concerned whatsoever?
No. Okay. None. Spring training. I know they've given up 9 to the Marlins, 13 to the Nationals, 11 to the Mets, 7 to the Marlins. It doesn't worry me at all.
They gave up 5 today?
They gave up a fiver. They scored 5. Gave up 11 to the Tigers in the opening game of the spring training. No, it doesn't because you're seeing pitchers out there working on pitches, like if they're trying to add a changeup or if they're trying to add a break, you know, perfect a breaking right. ball. I mean, this is dudes that are working on things, and you're seeing a lot of guys who are fringe players getting time. You're only starters are only going 2 innings. You know, it's a lot of middle relief. It's a lot of a back end of the bullpen type guys that are getting into games. This doesn't concern me at all. The hitters are still, you know, trying to find their rhythm. Correa hasn't even played all that much. None of this concerns me whatsoever. Talk to me at the end of April. If they're 7-17 again, I might be seen jumping out of this window.
Yeah, it's possible. That's the main thing. But today, it's not a good example. But I'll check the box score, and the first thing I'll do is forget how many runs were scored. I want to look at the pitching staff and their line score to say, you know, were the starting pitchers, the guys that are going to be in the rotation mm-hmm. and or going to be in the pen, were those guys touched up at all? And unfortunately today, Chris Devinsky was, who was nails and lights out for them last year. 3 innings pitched, gives up 4 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned, gave up 2 out singles and a home run. But that's going to happen. Like you said, I mean, the positive of all positives for me, regardless of what happened on the field today between the Red Sox and the Astros, was the fact that Colin McHugh actually got on the mound and started throwing.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be needed.
Feliz gave up a run. Martis gave up a run. None of this. I mean, I'm not worried about that because you're talking about it's spring. And guys aren't pitching to the situation. You know what I mean? They're out there just throwing their pitches.
And you want me to give you the justification for our opinion?
Sure.
Chris Sale started for the Red Sox today.
He gave up
2 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs.
There you go.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen.
I don't think anyone's fretting over Chris Sale giving up some runs in spring training. So, I know they're 2-6 and it's not looking good. This happens all the time, though. Teams come out and do great. Tampa Bay is 6-3 right now.
Yeah, sub-500 spring training records never have won you a World Series.
Nope.
So they'll be fine.
The thing Twins are 6-4. You think they're going to go 600 all year?
There you go.
No.
And the thing that's annoying to me more than anything else, and again, I want to get your opinion on it, but the World Baseball Classic.
Okay.
I just think it's run its course. I think if this is something that's happening after the baseball season when you get, you know, all guys that still want to keep playing, and, you know, because I'm just a baseball junkie, but I like watching the winter leagues and the Mexican League championships and all those other things. But maybe that's a way, but right smack dab in spring training when you're trying to get your team in order and try to see guys jockeying for spots in your rotation in your bullpen and position wise, it's just, to me, it's a distraction. It's not needed. You see guys that can get hurt. I just don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not a big fan of exhibition baseball like that.
Correa's going to end up playing third base in it.
Yeah,
I just,
God forbid somebody gets hurt.
Thank
Good
you.
Lord.
That's my main thought there. I would rather have all the guys worried about a potential tweaking of a hamstring bow out of it than go and compete in it and compete hard and really be dead set on trying to win it and then get hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, that would scare me to death. Now, I mean, good news, by the way, from spring training for the Astros, McCullers through, like you said.
Yeah.
McHugh finally hit the mound. McCullers looked sharp. He looked good back from his elbow injury. So I think all things are pointing up for the Astros. It's getting close. I'm getting excited. I can't wait for opening day.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I'll just say that.
Yeah, I know that growing up in Milwaukee, opening day was like the day that you get a pass if you want to skip school, and they tried to prevent it for a while. But it was like a big deal, and I like to see the fact that I know a couple of my buddies that have made it a tradition to make sure that whenever it is that they take their kids and they make it a whole day out with the family. And I think that's the way baseball should be. So I think opening day, and again, there's a lot more riding on it this year. I even got to the point where I know how deeply concerned you are with everything that happens from the Astros, and I know that Nick's trying to get in on it. So I know you're also big.
You are too, Joel. You're going to help me with my fantasy
Kitty Pop fans. So I sent you the whole theory behind the fact that Taylor Swift has decided the Astros are going to win the World Series this year.
Well, thank God.
See, so I knew you'd be happy about
it. Not Kitty Pop, by the way.
Taylor Whatever Swift. It is,
grown okay. ass woman pop.
Katy Perry and. Whoever.
Do you want to take
Yeah, Clarence, call? You want to get back to basics. You want to talk about who dat and them Saints. What's up?
Did you just say grown-ass woman pop?
I yeah, did, he Clarence. Did. That's a whole new category. I'll send you my playlist. I know you want to hear it.
I don't know me, man. How y'all doing?
Good, man. Buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just got off work. First thing, Joel.
Yeah.
Your catchphrase should be, my last name is blank, but I don't shoot them.
Yes.
Okay. All I under consideration. See? I can't tell you how hard I'm considering them, but I can tell you they're under consideration.
All right. Second thing, I mean, as far as Brandon Cooks is concerned, I believe it's more Drew Brees than it is Brandon Cooks. I mean, there's only a handful of quarterbacks in this league right now that makes their wide receivers look good instead of the other way around. And I don't believe Brandon Cooks is one of them. And I feel that they should have waited for a better offer from the Patriots to see if they were willing to give up a little bit more in terms of picks, because I believe the Saints need them to help out the defense. Because yeah, the offense is pretty set. You probably got one or two pieces here. But it's the defense is what we needed. We need secondary. Our linebacker core is pretty good. The defensive line is above average. It's our secondary is where we need to help in the picks and to develop more people to where we get at least a average defense to make it into the playoffs instead of what we've been having the past couple of years and having people just chuck balls Clarence, 60 yards down the field and making catches.
Clarence, let me ask you this. How many more years do you think Breeze is going to play?
Let's see. He's, what, 37, 38 now?
Just hypothetically, how many more years you think he's going to play? Because what I would throw out there to you as a scenario that you would you consider Cooks to the Patriots for Garoppolo, and then you have your heir apparent to Drew Brees?
Oh, yeah. The thing, Garoppolo's been in that system a long time, and he's a pretty good player, but I want to see them develop a quarterback out of college. Maybe the last couple of quarterbacks that we've had haven't really panned out. And if we're talking about a win now situation, Garoppolo might be. I see Drew playing another 5 years max. That's it.
Okay.
The next 5 years.
I just threw it out there because, you know, the King's ransom is being held for anybody that the Patriots will entertain trade talks with, supposedly, and then they said he's actually off the market now. And then to show interest in a guy like Cooks means, well, maybe, you know, maybe there's something there to where you can get value for your future with the Saints, but I just threw it out there.
And it would be such a Patriots thing to do, to go out and trade the 32nd pick in this year's draft for a guy who was picked in the, 20th just a couple of years ago, and add value and add talent to that roster for Brady. So, yeah, it would be that, and I have a feeling that's probably why the Saints were like, nah, dude, like we're not trading a 20 for a 32. Well, you know, we're good.
Yeah, I think they're looking for at least two picks or a pick and maybe a player.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think they're just going to go 32 for like, what was it, 26, 24?
He was 20th.
He was in the 20s, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for the call,
all right,
Clarence.
Appreciate it, Clarence. Don't be a stranger, as always. So Who Dat Nation seems to be fired up today. The one thing I was saying, too, is we're all tired of hearing the Patriots get the best of teams. Hey, we drafted this guy in the second round. We turned it into a first rounder and player A. You know, or we improved by trading a 2 for a 1, stuff like that.
Yep.
So I don't think teams are going to fall sucker to that, but I thought that if you're looking for an heir apparent for Breeze, maybe you consider it. All right, we got one segment to go. We'll wrap things up for you. How about a guy in the wild, wild world of wacky stuff that's out there? Normally we finish our last segment with. I found one. Here's a guy that gave up his full-time job to compete in fantasy sports full-time and made more money doing so.
Nice.
Interesting stuff. All right, well, we'll be back to wrap it up before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz, ESPN 97.5. With the eyes, come on down to the front. Stay right here and don't be shy. I had
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right. Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, which means we got one segment left. We were going to try and do some of the world of the wild and wacky, and I was going to get you a story that we're going to put on the back burner until tomorrow because it's got some legs to it. Not like Spider. But it definitely it has some meat to the story that we can get to tomorrow.
Yeah, somebody texted in and said, while shooting a 3.
Oh, here you go again.
Say, God saw it. And when it goes in, follow that with, and it was good. That was from Robert and Tomball. I like that.
Creative.
You can call your 3-pointers the Holy Trinity.
Did we introduce you yet?
But I had a good idea.
So you just doorbelled it, right?
Yes.
Chimed right in.
Bro, what are you doing?
You gave me an outlet to speak on the microphone, here I am talking.
No, what are you doing? Like, why are you just, you're just jumping in? Like, I had more
Nick
text
Nick doesn't even do that.
I had more text
And Nick
to read.
Has a license
oh,
to
sorry.
Do
go ahead. Read your text. Dude?
Whoa, my God.
I had a good idea.
This was your idea.
This is my monster
I'm blaming
now.
You.
This is my monster.
This is 100% your monster.
Yep. Yeah,
dude, why are you making me look bad? I'm trying to get you some shine.
I had a good idea.
I'm
the
trying
Holy
to,
Trinity 3-pointer.
I'm trying to get you shine, but you jump in, and you cut Joel off.
Sorry, Joel.
Yeah, like how are you ever going to be a big time radio star?
You know the title of the movie, right?
What?
Shine Unleashed.
No. How are you ever going to be a big time radio star if you don't know the rules?
I don't want to be a big time radio star.
Isn't that why you're
here? I just
want
to be a producer.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then what are you
the
doing over
for
here?
Me.
I don't know.
Say that.
You told me to come in here.
Now, listen. You heard, did you get to hear your segment?
I did.
What did you think?
I thought I did pretty good, other than when I read it in my actual voice. I sounded like I sounded pre-op, as they say. I'm never gonna forgive
you said
that. I
said cabin boy in the Midwest, and you went pre-op on me.
It was, I think... The Dre on 290 called me pre-op, so yeah. Just kind of take that. And
Did you? So you're just taking that L?
Yeah.
Just like, okay.
I like it.
Now, are you looking forward to this on a weekly basis?
Forward is what you said, I think.
Said forward.
Oh, it sounded like forward.
Now you're going to correct me?
Again, Trey.
Shut his mic
strike
off.
Two.
Hey,
strike two.
Shut his mic off.
When
He's
you
done.
Start,
seriously, cut it off. He's
when
done.
When you start taking
Over.
Shots at the
Turn
guys that have given you the opportunity,
That's
the
it.
Opportunity goes
no,
away quickly.
You can try to talk all you want, dude. Your mic is off. You're going to learn. You're going to learn one of these days. See, you don't come in and try to dog Joel and me on our show. What's wrong with you?
Now like, that the mic is off, too, he's cussing, too. Did you hear that, too? Like, thank God that didn't go out.
There's something seriously mentally wrong with you if you're yelling at guys with no microphone on. Like, I don't know.
I'm not going to question your mental stability like Barry just did, but I'm just telling you, you did violate, like, several codes. This goes to my entire theory, which is you have that innate ability to say something just profound, to be stunningly intelligent and come across looking and smelling like a rose. And within a 5-minute window, you can kick it right in the grapes and watch it go away.
I have a really good analogy with the mic.
Yeah.
That's intentional. You realize
we're
going to
go
right?
without the mic because the listeners can't.
I know. I don't want them to hear him anymore. He's learning a lesson now.
This is like wearing the hat in the corner for.
Don't touch that.
He could if he won. He still won't. Nobody won't hear
him. Yeah, I know. Because he's got you potted down. That's how it works. You would know that if you were a producer. Yeah, well.
Did you just flip Nick off? Well, Nick joined the club.
Flick me
you
off.
Are now in the
You're
flick club.
From
you
the
have been flicked.
Flick me off.
Get out, Trey.
That's like 3 strikes in one less than one segment.
Why are you? Yes, I do. Because you've run this. I was setting you up for greatness, dude. And then you just started coming in here, getting all big for your britches. I don't understand.
You just sat down again when he asked you to leave.
I'm
I don't understand this. You try to help these kids out today.
My bad.
You try to help these kids, and this is how they repay you. I understand why millennials now aren't getting a fair shake. they're not earning it. They're not earning it. You know, actually, I did see a lady on Facebook. Joel's face right now.
You guys missed that, and I'm going to recap that
for
you
do?
In a second.
What'd he do?
He leaned on the door,
uh-huh.
thinking that it actually opened outward instead of inward.
Let me tell you about the
then
studio.
Then caught himself and just went, oh, I got to pull
Can
it.
Can I tell you what he did in the studio? So he was doing the scene for Mommy Dearest. He was doing the wire hanger scene. And during the scene, she throws something. And so he goes, can I throw something? I was like, yeah, dude, like, here's some paper towels. You could throw those, you know, because he's method acting. He's getting into it. So he's doing the scene, and then he throws it, but it was the weakest, worst throw I've ever seen him. And I was like, dude, that was so weak. He goes, yeah, I'm left-handed. I was like, Trey, you just threw that with your left hand. And he goes, oh, I'm dyslexic. I was like, dude, that has nothing to do with knowing your left from your right. That's a whole other thing. Not the and then he gets all done and he's all flustered. And then he goes to leave the studio. He goes, someone locked us in. And I pulled the door open. He goes, oh, you pull it.
That's exactly what he just did now. He was leaning. And Same. I thought he had the lost Bro. Puppy face on. Like he's very upset he had to leave the studio.
Yeah.
So he looks back at us like a farewell parting glance. Only he's leaning on the door. And as Barry's talking to him, he goes, oh, that's right. I've got to pull it. And he opens the door and leaves.
See, because I wanted to ask him about running the 40, and because we're going to do that. And I wanted to get his, you know, I wanted to see how if he's going to prep or what he's going to do. But he had to.
We're playing Chariots of Fire behind that bad boy.
Yeah, I think we're definitely going to have to do this. We got to find a spot. We got to measure it. See, I'm worried about the accuracy of the measurement.
I think we'll just say we'll do it by the end of the week because if we have to go to a track if the weather permits. That way we can do it. We can do the 40. We can measure it off.
Is there a track near here we can meet at?
Yeah, there's a couple of grade schools, and also if we
have
to.
Oh, I don't
want to
subject any school children to Trey running.
Oh, they'll be like in school during the day.
No, I wouldn't do that.
They'd be in school. Now, looking out their window, we can't help what happens.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because we're all doing it shirtless, right?
No.
What?
Jeez.
Fine.
I don't know what your obsession is with shirtless.
It's free.
I don't think Barry would do it without his shirt off.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. Yeah. Never.
Not you wouldn't?
Oh, hell no.
You keep encouraging it, you won't do it.
Yeah, well, that's two different things completely.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, the one thing we avoided because everybody else covered it too was this Arian Foster story. But I'm telling you, one of the best ideas ever would be if you retweeted Arian's tweets, only you substituted anywhere that they mention a wolf for either a spider or a bee or a roach.
I could do that. I wouldn't mind doing that.
I think those would be entertaining.
Couple of more texts before we go. Somebody said the thing about the Astros, they needed more pitching, didn't get it. All they did was go out and get more bats. Now they're going to get smashed by the Sox, Indians, and Rangers. You believe that?
I don't. I thought that the Rangers lost talent.
Yeah.
Mitch Moreland, as well as, you know, their loss is your gain in terms of
I think the Red Sox
getting
are be
Beltran.
Trouble.
But the Red Sox are going to be trouble. Yeah. And if Kung Fu Panda has slimmed down and still keeps his bat, that helps. And, of course, adding Sale, the big thing is, you know, just Price's health and if it really is 10 days or if it's going to be a longer-term thing.
Well, and the point is that I wanted to make is, yeah, look what the Rockets did. You know, I for one was like, I don't like the trade. They just keep adding offense and they just keep winning. It looks like the Astros are kind of that version of the Rockets where they just you're going to have to outscore us.
And here's the thing. Red Sox are always all in for now.
Yep.
Jeff Luhnow and company aren't going to sacrifice much of the farm system that they had to totally rebuild. So when you see a Quintana, when you see an Archer, when you see guys that are out there, you don't want to be competing with a team like the Red Sox or the Yankees that aren't afraid to mortgage the future for now when you don't want to do that. But if they're content and you find a pitcher that you can get late in the season before the deadline and you don't have to compete with those guys, then it could be the difference, man.
I mean, they still need to add a pitcher.
For sure.
I totally agree with that. And we said that all along. But it looks like their mentality is, all right, outscore us. You know, and again, if Dallas Keuchel pitches like he did 2 years ago, they're set up nice. Yeah. So.
All right, so we don't need to make any more additions because we additioned by subtraction today. We eliminated Trey because he violated codes, crossed lines, and offended people in the process. So we'll see if he gets a pass and comes back tomorrow. We know for sure tomorrow it'll still be Nick, Barry, and Joel. We are the usual suspects, and we will talk to you Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. right here on ESPN 97.5.
listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame you, Don.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.